KTTK Dallas Fort Worth, KTBK Sherman Denison, KTDK Sanger. All the ticket guys burning segments on the main stage. It's Hummer Ticket Stock 2004, live from the Plano Center, presented by Home Depot, Miller Lite, and Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Norm Hitzkus here with the Corby Davidson, Dan McDowell, and Tim Matthews. Again, Jim McMahon's autograph session going on right now. The Cowboy cheerleaders are here. Zamora the Torture King is about an hour away from his performance over in the wild
circus area.
That's it. Desperado Dancers are signing autographs here in a little bit. And Josh Howard and Travis Best will be here in about an hour, so a little over an hour. So a lot going on this afternoon at Ticket Stock. I want to bring up another situation that happened last night that really miffed me. Bob Knight is probably the most black, white person I've ever known in my life. Bob Knight has some magnificent things about him. Not only is he a wonderful basketball coach, he also turns out to be extremely generous. A side of him, Dan and Bob have him as a guest all the time. A side of him he never even likes to admit, Dan, of how much money he gives away and things like that.
Yeah, he hides the good things well.
He hides his good things very well.
What does he get paid, by the way, at Tech? What, are they paying him a million something a year?
Oh, no. No, but he gets...
Oh, I think he's close to the total package.
But the salary is small, much like a lot of coaches.
Like $275 or something.
Yeah, and then there's a $500,000 or something thing for TV.
So Krzyzewski and those guys, do they make as much as like Stoops and Nick Saban?
I think Krzyzewski is the highest paid, and I think he's like around $2 million. So I don't know. Stoops is what, $3
million? Huh. Yeah, those guys are like $3 million.
How much of a bargain is Krzyzewski, though, at $2 million when you come right down to it?
Sorry, I was just wondering.
Yesterday afternoon, Texas Tech played Texas A&M at home in basketball. Bob Knight and Andre Emmett have had sort of a love-hate relationship. Emmett's his star player. Emmett's a good player, but he tends to be a little lax on defense at times. And yesterday, Emmett started the day a handful of points away from being the all-time leading scorer in the history of the Big 12. Let that sink in for a minute.
It's a major conference.
Does that include the Big 8?
I think they took all the records over.
Yeah.
And Nick Collison of Kansas, who just graduated and went in the lottery last year, was the all-time leading scorer. Well, because Emmett, their leading scorer at Tech, hadn't played defense well against Colorado, Bob Knight benched him and benched a kid named Jackson, starting guard named Jackson, for the first few minutes of the game.
Jarius Jackson.
Isn't that the
Notre Dame quarterback?
And the Texas Tech guard, by the way. I think same name. Anyway, Emmett gets in the game, scores. Now, I don't know what you think of records, but personally, I think all-time leading scorer in the Big 12. That's pretty good. There have been some guys come through here who could play, really play.
Yeah, a lot of them.
The school never stops the game, never announces it, and afterward, Andre Emmett is not allowed to speak to the press. Don't you have to be kidding me?
That is so in line with Bobby Knight. I mean, I agree with you that it's horse dung, but it's so Bobby Knight that it can't be surprising. If it was Bobby Knight breaking an all-time record of some sort, they'd stop the game. He'd be given a microphone. He'd have a little speech and love me.
No, they wouldn't.
And he would talk afterwards.
Name the time they've done that.
I can't tell you that Bobby Knight.
Because they don't do that. Because Bob Knight, when he breaks the 600 win barrier or whatever, somebody else goes and saves a basketball for him. And he doesn't. I know it is all about Bob Knight. I'm not trying to say he's not shining the spotlight on himself, but that doesn't fall. He would not stop a game for a Bob Knight honor. He might stop it to throw a chair or something.
They'd have something after the game.
They don't have their names on the back of their jersey. It's a team game, and you could say it's focusing more on Knight or focusing on Tech. You'd be right in both cases, but that's very Bob Knight. You're right. You shouldn't be surprised by this. He wouldn't have stopped a game down in Indiana to pat any player on the back. He always wants his star players to feel that they're just one of 12. And I don't think he'd stop down a game for a Bob Knight accomplishment either. A game is a game. I'm not saying it's a classy move.
During that he doesn't let the timeout, for heaven's sake,
that he doesn't
can't you make an announcement? By the way, we're shortening this spot for Smith Foundation repair to tell you one of our players just broke the all-time scoring record in the Big 12. Doesn't that deserve some mention at a home game?
So do you think that he went over to the PA announcer and said, listen, Bob,
yes.
Not a word.
I think that was an order. No mention of this.
Well, we'll ask him Thursday.
I mean, either that, or there are about 100 of the dumbest people I've ever heard of running around Texas Tech who didn't understand a record been broken. I mean, I can't imagine this not being in order. Can you, Corby?
That is classless, Dan. What do you have to say for yourself?
Don't blame me.
I think it definitely went through Knight. I don't know that he initiated it, but somebody knew that this record could be broken. And as everything in the basketball program runs through the czar, they went to him and said, hey, he's going to break this record at some point. Might be this next game. What should we do? Should we mention it? And he then would shut down and say, no, nothing. I don't want to do anything about it. I don't want to say anything about it.
And what's really
the real bad part is that he doesn't even get a chance to talk to the media afterwards and have them say, hey, great honor, way to go, so that his nieces and nephews, cousins, anybody back home could hear, read about it or something. That, to me, is where he takes his extremes way too far. Because certainly we hear from Bobby Knight. At some point, you have to grant me this, if he didn't shut down the game to say, thank you, I just broke a record, we would have heard what Bobby Knight felt about beating Dean Smith's record at some point, but we don't get to hear from a player.
Right.
It's a significant thing in his life. It doesn't have to be pushed aside, and it wouldn't make him necessarily an egomaniac and change his attitude just because he got to say, yeah, I think it's great, and I'd like to thank my teammates who helped me get this record and whatever else.
Yeah, I can't argue with that. But Knight, he does things for a reason, and he wants his guys to, you know, be shielded, and it's a team game, and it's because of the team that he was able to score those points and
You're
blah, blah, blah.
You're drinking the Kool-Aid full, aren't you?
Yeah, he loves it.
Just down.
By the way, how long
a leash is he on? Like, let's say that they're probably going to make the tournament this year.
Yeah.
But let's say they lose in the first round or second round. Then next year, same thing. Do they just accept the fact that he's going to the tournament and getting killed, or maybe he misses the tournament and again next year or whatever? I mean, what does he have to do to lose his job there? Because they were doing the same thing without him.
Right.
No, well, they really weren't. It hit a bad period there.
Yeah. In the 90s, at least.
Earlier,
they went to a few tournaments there.
James Dickey had a good club there.
They got very far, actually. One year, didn't they get the Elite Eight?
They beat North Carolina, I remember that one year. Right. But they may have been
mid-90s or something.
Did they sell a lot of tickets in their road games back then?
Well, how about home games?
Well, road games don't mean anything to Tech.
Don't they split gates or no? Don't they get anything out of that?
The home team gets everything.
Does it?
I don't know.
They weren't selling anything at all.
But they're not selling home so much to the fact that Bobby Knight was going to shut his own program down.
Yeah, and the women are still outdrawing.
Yeah, women are still outdrawing the men at Tech up there.
Yeah,
that's a bunch of crap, too.
Why?
Because.
The numbers game?
Well, no.
They count tickets sold for the women's game and not actually how many people walk through the gates.
Yes, and the men count who comes through the gate. Well, so if they sell 10,000 tickets and 6,000 show up.
But it doesn't matter. They sold the tickets. The school doesn't care.
They just want the money, right?
I know, but as far as if you're talking about numbers,
it's skewered. What you're saying.
But what I'm saying is if the
number listed in the paper, the men's basketball program just lists people who came in the door.
The
women
list attendance.
Even if 2,000 come in, if the women sold 10,000, they're going to say 10,000.
But Corby's point is, what would it take? Okay, they're not winning a lot more games. They're going a lot farther in the tournament than normal. They're not selling a lot more tickets than they've sold before. Matter of fact, they might be selling money-wise less than the women's program. What makes people say, oh, he's
they're not
God.
Selling,
he's God?
No, they're not selling anywhere near money-wise less than the women's.
I mean, they're on the map.
You know that.
They're on the map.
Yeah, they are.
So, is that okay?
And he'll keep them there, yeah. Unless he does something major off the floor.
He did a couple weeks ago.
Stay away from salad bars. See you guys. Line change coming up next. This is Ticket Stock 2004 from the Plano Center.